This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Last summer, we met Eugene Berman and Scott Diehl on an island in the middle of Lake Superior. They were working on their newest opera called State of the Union. Eugene Berman is the composer.
Pretty much everything that Scott and I have attempted to do in every genre that we've worked in, we've tried to sort of ask the question of why does it have to be this way? Can it be different? I think in most cases people have responded in a way that's saying, well, yeah, I guess it can be.
State of the Union is different. There are no fancy costumes, no pit orchestra, just 12 singers, a drummer, and the occasional use of a megaphone. Last night they debuted it in Marquette at the Forrest Roberts Theater at Northern Michigan University. Niels Schweikendieck is the director of the Helsinki Chamber Choir, the group that will perform the opera on its U.S. tour. He says actual singing is probably less than half of what they perform in this contemporary opera.
We're whistling, we're speaking, we're shouting, we're whispering, we're breathing.
State of the Union is an opera about the environment and how people interact with it. It portrays four characters: the environment, the wealthy elite, the middle class, and the disenfranchised lower class.
It's a discussion between characters about critical issues that the world is facing today, that we're facing today.
That's Scott Diehl, the librettist.
And more importantly, how these characters interact with each other. How do we treat each other? Do we respect each other? And do we value one another?
Eugene Berman says there can be meaningful public dialogue about the environment. But eventually, he says it degenerates to the point where people just talk over each other.
So the opera is going to mimic that by just repeating it over and over again until it becomes impossible to understand what's being said. And then we get some sort of conclusion from it. But we need to have that degeneration of conversation to understand that we need a conclusion.
Berman says the classic operas we know today were politically and socially relevant for their time. But he says the issues people were facing hundreds of years ago are considerably different than what we face today. He argues that most people who attend those operas now do so simply for the music, not to be challenged with a social or political viewpoint.
The historical displacement and the fact that once we put that work in a canon, it's very tempting and actually it's very natural to lose touch with everything but the musical aspects of that work.
Berman believes opera can still be relevant, though, but it needs to be more than just about music. He says it's easier to get away from those traditions and formalities of opera in a place like Marquette. The show is in Marquette this week, thanks in part to the help of Melissa Matusak-Allen. She's the director of the Art Museum at Northern Michigan University. She went to grad school in Chicago, but it never occurred to her to buy a ticket to the opera. She says it didn't feel accessible.
I came at it originally as, yeah, it's a bourgeois entertainment that people get dressed up and they go and have fancy dinners and then they make a night of it.
But Melissa says opera as a way to have political discussions does make sense, especially if the discussion is about man's relationship with nature and happening in a place like Marquette.
People in the Upper Peninsula understand that. We all have a really interesting relationship with nature. It's what keeps a lot of us here.
All the sea is long, we've gone.
State of the Union will continue to tour northern Michigan and will finish with a show in New York. Eugene Berman says audiences are always looking for something fresh and new, and he thinks it's a special sensation to hear something for the first time.
I think in general, audiences, whether they know it or not, are always looking for something fresh and new and memorable, and they want to be part of this kind of very special sensation of hearing something for the first time. And my hope is always to give them something that they actually have an emotional response to and care about. So as long as people are open, just, you know, if they open the door slightly in a crack and are willing to accept something, then I'm willing to, you know, go as far as possible to do something like that.
State of the Union will be performed at Interlochen Center for the Arts Saturday night before heading back to the UP for shows in Houghton and the Sioux. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette helped edit the show. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening.